The World Economic Forum infamously said that by the year of 2030, we will own nothing and be happy. Meanwhile, they will own everything and be even happier. And a lot of people said, well, actually, no, I'm buying houses. I was one of these people. The government cannot take these houses off me. Well, we realized we were wrong. The government actually can take your houses off you. Not just by necessarily throwing you in prison and seizing all your assets. The most common way that the government are stripping people of their properties is by forcing them to sell. How? By taxing the living daylights out of them. Even if you're not making any profit at all as a landlord, you still have to pay a lot of money just to own the properties. This absolutely sucks. So I'm going to warn you in this video to tell you the different taxes that you are going to have to pay. So the first tax is stamp duty tax. Stamp duty tax is what you have to pay just when you buy a house. Now, if you buy a house to live in, that's okay. I don't think the government are necessarily opposed to you buying a house to live in. And the reason is because when you buy a house to live in, that is not an asset. It's actually a liability, because if you're living in it, it's not making you any cash flow. If anything, you've just got a big fat mortgage and now you need to work harder to pay off the mortgage and you'll continue to be a good slave. Whereas if you buy a house as an investment, now you're almost a threat now to the elite because now you're getting rich and that's what they're stopping. The rich and poor, the divide is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Generally speaking, I mean, people might say it's 3%. It's actually not 3%. It's a sliding scale. If you buy a house for £100,000 as an investment, then maybe you'll pay 3%. Maybe you'll pay £3,000. But the problem is houses aren't 100 grand anymore, are they? I mean, if you buy a house for 250 grand, your stamp duty on that is going to be £7,500. And you've got to pay it cash up front. It's not like it just gets added to the mortgage and you can pay it down the line in installments. That's a big sourcing fee, isn't it, that you have to pay the government? I mean, this house that we're in right now, which I bought to live in, which cost me £3 million, the stamp duty was £361,000. That's just a fee, a one-off to the government. That's over 10% of the purchase. House prices are going up and up and up and up, and now you got to pay that extra big stamp duty tax. But that's just the first problem that we have. Then, if you're refurbishing the property, the refurb is not tax deductible because that's seen as a benefit in kind. Then you rent the house out. Now you're going to have to pay income tax. Now, nothing wrong with paying income tax, but there's a lot of different taxes. I mean, income tax depends on whether you're a higher rate earner or not. It could be 40%. So if you're renting the property out, you're paying a big chunk of money to the government, but this is where it gets really almost a little bit sinister. They brought in Section 24 a few years ago. Now, if you don't know what that is you're paying your income tax on the profit, right? So you're renting the property out and you're paying tax on the profit, income tax. Section 24 tax says that the mortgage payments are no longer tax deductible. If you're renting the property out for £1,000 and your mortgage payments are £1,000, you're making nothing, but you're still paying tax. So Section 24, stamp duty tax, income tax. Then you decide to sell the property. Oh, I'm sick of this. You sell the house. Now you got to pay capital gains tax, which is 28%. So you're getting tax. And then you're slowly paying all these taxes. If you actually work out how much tax you're paying to the government, it's probably, for the average landlord, way over 50%. And then you die and you leave all your houses that you paid all this tax on to your kids. And then your kids have to pay 40% tax in inheritance tax, even after you're dead. By the way, disclaimer, I am not a financial advisor, but I'm going to be sharing from my experience how you can navigate and plan around some of these taxes. So let's start from the beginning with stamp duty tax.
I hope you're enjoying the video, but have you spent one day with me yet at the Property Investors Crash Course? If not, what are you waiting for? Link in bio, tickets are just £1. And if you can't make a physical crash course, we now have a virtual crash course too. I'll see you there.
Now, stamp duty tax is unavoidable if you're just buying a house and renting it out. However, there are ways that you can limit your stamp duty tax and potentially bring it down to zero. If you're buying a property that is uninhabitable, then you are exempt from stamp duty tax. Now, if you're buying something really, really, really massive, there is, after a certain point, you still will pay a bit of stamp duty tax. Up to the first £150,000, you'll pay literally zero stamp duty tax at all. And then £100,000 after that, then on that difference, you'll pay just 2%. Your solicitor will probably not know this trick and they will still charge you the full whack for stamp duty. But if the property is uninhabitable, you can go, I watched a YouTube video from Samuel Leeds and he said that if the property is uninhabitable, then I'm exempt from stamp duty. And they'll go, oh, let me look into it. Oh, wow, you're actually right, boom. The other thing is, if you overpaid it, you bought a property a year ago, 2 years ago, and you didn't realize this little nifty trick on stamp duty, you can claim it back from HMRC and you will get it back. So a lot of people message me, my students, they're like, oh my gosh, I went to one of your training programs, I found this about stamp duty, and I've just now got 15 grand given back to me. That's one way to navigate through stamp duty. Another way is, if you're buying property that's commercial property, you'll be not completely exempt, but up to the first £250,000, you'll pay nothing. And by the way, commercial property classes, there's lots of different things that you might not even think about. So if you're buying land to build on, that land, when you buy it, is commercial. So you'll pay commercial rates. Or if you're buying an apartment block and there's six or more properties in one go, that will now be classed as commercial. So you'll be exempt from stamp duty because you'll get commercial rates on it. Let's say you're buying an apartment and it's classed as mixed use. So there's a shop downstairs and then there's some apartments. Because that's classed as mixed use, as far as stamp duty is concerned, that is commercial rates. These are some of the ways how you can really bring down your stamp duty tax. Here's everything. Capital allowances. Oh my goodness, I didn't even know what capital allowances was until 2018. If you're buying a property and the property is commercial, or if it's a property development, even just a furnished holiday let, there's many properties where the refurb, or at least part of the refurb, you can claim back as tax-free under capital allowances. This is absolutely huge, and I've benefited greatly from this. My advice would be, find a expert in capital allowances, because most accountants don't really, they're not that familiar with capital allowances. Now, you refurb the house, you get some capital allowances. You buy it, you pay no stamp duty because it's uninhabitable. Bang, you're winning. But now you want to rent it out. And now you know you're going to get hit with income tax, Section 24 tax. How do you get around this? If you buy a property through a company instead of as an individual, you don't own the property. It's not your property. It's not Samuel Leeds' property. It's Samuel Leeds Limited's property. What happens is now you, for a start, you can offset your mortgage payments 100% as tax deductible. That's huge. You can set up a company tomorrow and buy a house through it. Okay, here's how you're going to structure it. Again, speak to your accountant, but from my experience, you're going to pay yourself a salary of £12,750. Why so specific? Because that's the amount that you can take out as a salary tax-free from a company. Anything on top of that, you're gonna take out as a dividend. And up to, I think it's around about 40 grand. It's very small, it's like 8.75%. So if you made 50 grand, 60 grand, 70 grand, instead of paying Section 24 tax, income tax, you're paying very, very, very limited tax because you've structured it properly and you've done it through a company. And then if you do want to sell the property, you're not going to pay capital gains tax, you're going to pay corporation tax, which is maybe a little bit less than capital gains tax, but capital gains tax is the killer. So here's how to get around capital gains tax. There's a few ways. If it's in a company and you really want to sell the property, you might think I'm forced to have to sell it, but what you can do instead is refinance it. And this is how rich people use debt as their friend. If you sell it, as soon as you sell it, that money you make is seen by the law of the land as profit, and you have to pay tax on profit. But instead of selling the property, if you've got 600 grand, what you can do is you can get a loan against the equity. Now, this is no longer profit. Now, this is debt. They can't tax you on debt. And they're not going to change the rules on this either, because this is what all the super rich do, and the super rich are kind of in control. But when you've got that money in form of debt, you can spend it. You can reinvest it, and you can snowball yourself getting richer and richer and richer using debt. If the property is not owned in a company, you can still do this. Or if you've lived in the property, if that property has been your home residence and you've done it up and you sell it, you now don't pay tax on the uplift. This isn't scalable, I get it. If you're wanting to scale and do this, commercial property, you can get business rollover relief tax, which is what we do. It's very, very, very nice. So I'll give you an example. You buy a building, which is a commercial property, 400 grand, you fix it up, get some tenants in it. Now it's worth 300 grand. You've got maybe 100, 200 grand equity in the property. You then sell it. What you can do with business rollover relief, when you sell it and you make that money, you can reinvest that money into another commercial property and roll it over, and therefore you will avoid paying tax. So you can just keep doing this forever and ever and ever. When you die, you're still gonna have to pass it down to your kids and pay inheritance tax. And that's why a lot of my properties are owned in a trust, because if you leave your trust to your children, as opposed to properties, it's tax exempt. You leave agricultural land, it's tax exempt, no inheritance tax. If I leave my property development business to my kids that happens to own some properties, it's tax free. So there's many ways. In fact, I honestly believe you really need to go and study inheritance tax if you're worth a fair few million. That's it from me. I hope you found this video useful. If you did, hit like. If you want to see more videos like this, if you want to spend a day with me in person, come and meet me at the Property Investors Crash Course. I don't just know a lot about tax. I also know a lot about law. I know a lot about finding deals, selling deals. I know a lot about property investment in general. Tickets are £1 and we'll spend the day together in a group. If you're serious about financial freedom, then there's no better person to learn from than me. So come and spend a day with me. I'll leave a link in the description and I'll see you there. God bless. Thanks for watching.